This devotional reading comes from Charles Spurgeon, a popular preacher in London in the mid-1800s, and it's entitled, Does Christ Dwell in You? It's based on the scripture passage from 2 Corinthians 13:5. Know ye not your own selves, how that Jesus Christ is in you, except you be reprobates? Examine yourselves whether you be in the faith. Examine yourselves first because it is a matter of the very highest importance. Small tradesmen may take coppers of the counter without much examination, but when it comes to gold, they will ring it well, for they could not afford to lose a sovereign out of their little gains. What a frightful hazard is that which you and I are running if we do not examine ourselves. It is an everlasting hazard. It is a hazard of heaven or hell, of God's eternal favor or his everlasting curse. Well might the apostle say, examine yourselves. Again, examine yourselves, because if you make a mistake, you can never rectify it except in this world. A bankrupt may have lost a fortune once and yet may make another, but make bankruptcy, spiritual bankruptcy in this life, and you will never have an opportunity to trade for heaven again. A great general may lose one battle, but with skill and courage he may retrieve his honor by winning another. But if you get defeated in the battle of this life, and you can no more gird on your armor, you are defeated forever. The day is lost, and there is no hope of your being able to gain it again, or so much as to make the attempt. Now or never, man, remember that. The soul's eternal state hangs on the turn of today. Loiter your time away, waste your abilities, take your religion at second hand of your priest or minister or friend, and in the next world you shall everlastingly rue the error. But you shall have no hope of amending it. Self-examination is the safest cure for one half of the doubts and fears that vex God's people. You look at the captain. He is in his ship, and he says to his sailors, "You must sail very warily and carefully, and be upon your watch, for, to tell you the truth, I do not know where I am. I do not exactly know my latitude and longitude, and there may be rocks very close ahead, and we may soon have the ship broken up." He goes down into the cabin, he searches his chart, takes an inspection of the heavens, comes back up again and says, "Hoist every sail, go along as merrily as you please, I have discovered where we are. The water is deep, and there is a wide sea room. There is no need for you to be in any trouble. Searching has satisfied me." And how happy it will be with you if after having searched yourself you can say, "I know whom I have believed, and I am persuaded that he is able to keep that which I have committed unto him." Why, then, you would go along merrily and joyfully, because the search has had a good result. And what if it should have a bad result? Better you should find that out now than find it out too late. First, if you had examined yourselves, begin with your public life. Are you dishonest? Can you thieve? Can you swear? Are you given to drunkenness, uncleanness, blasphemy, taking God's name in vain, violation of his holy day? Make short work with yourself. There will be no need to go into any further tests. He that doeth these things has no inheritance in the kingdom of God, says Ephesians 5:5. You are reprobate. The wrath of God abideth on you, and your state is fearful. You are accursed now, and except you repent, you must be accursed forever. And yet, Christian, despite your many sins, you can say, "By the grace of God I am what I am, but I seek to live a righteous, godly, and sober life in the midst of this crooked and perverse generation." Remember, professor, by your works you shall be judged at last. Let us fall on our face and cry again, "God, be merciful to me, a sinner." Again, here's another set of tests, private tests. How about your private life? Do you live without prayer? Without searching the scriptures? Do you live without thoughts of God? Can you live as a habitual stranger to the Most High, having no love to him and no fear of him? If so, I make short work of the matter. You are in the gall of bitterness and in the bond of iniquity. But if you are right at heart, you'll be able to say, "I could not live without prayer. I have to weep over my prayers, but still I should weep 10 times more if I did not pray. I do love God's word. It is my meditation all the day. I love his people. I love his house. I can say that my hands are often lifted upward towards him. And when my heart is busy with this world's affairs, it is often going up to his throne. Good sign, Christian. Good sign for thee. Hast thou ever tried to save yourself and found it a failure? And have you been driven to rely simply, wholly, and entirely on Christ? If so, then you have passed the test well enough, and you now have faith in Christ. Though your heart sometimes be so dark that it can scarcely tell he is there, yet you are accepted in the Beloved, and you may rejoice with joy unspeakable and full of glory.